It's Friday's Roundup with Phil and Hank. Total nonsense, a weekend outlook, dumbest criminals, facts about anything and nothing, and leftovers from the week. Just like that sandwich from Tuesday on Hank's desk, it's a little stale, but you'll probably eat it anyway. Today's Roundup is brought to you by the great folks at Julie Karen State Farm, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and by Syme Funeral Home.
Move them on. It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
Hey. Hey, buddy. Let me get the sugar off my...
Sugar?
Yeah, I'm eating Joanne's donut in her office.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, it's from Tuesday.
Well, I'll tell you what. You're going to be under the wrath of Joanne there.
Well, that's fine. That's fine.
You've admitted it on the air, so I guess part of the...
Is it sugar off my face?
Oh, yes.
Good. It's tough. It's tough being a sales guy.
I'm sure it is.
Tough being a... And, you know, all the other little... our little critters are over there, and I can't even dig anything out of Taco Bell's anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
That's too bad.
That's horrible. Horrible. But...
We all going to starve.
Yeah. You know what? Be proud, Phil. Be proud that you have someone that don't care. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, you make us proud. Doing really well.
You had a great ball game last night.
Double overtime.
Good for you.
Yeah, Richland Center boys won the game.
Good for them, yeah.
Yes. And several of our wrestlers did well.
Mm-hmm.
I think all three Riverdale wrestlers won last night.
Good for them.
Heard that right? I was at the game.
The Frankie Groom from North Crawford Seneca.
Yep, I heard that
good
too.
For her.
But still, wrestlers, even though they may have lost yesterday, I think all have at least one more match today. So we'll have more about that later. Bill has another long report. In fact, he's coming on about 8 o'clock, and I'm going to go home for a while and come back. When it's done, then we'll be...
Yeah, we could be. I'm going to go home and get my officiating clothes and stuff, and we'll be good to go tonight, buddy.
Yeah, Bill slept on the mat at the Kohl Center last night.
Sure,
and then they were cleaning up, and they rolled him up like a taco.
Yeah. You know?
Didn't realize he was there.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. So. Poor Bill. Poor Bill.
Oh well, from the mouths of babes, you know, I like to kid kids. Mm-hmm. Because I'm kind of at their maturity level last time. So many times what I will say is, hey, how many times have you been at the principal's office this week? And of course, 99% say, I haven't. I never go to the principal's office. And I'll be like, what?
Come on. You're not living.
Come on. And so I said that the other night to this young girl at the Riverdale game. I said, hey, how many times have you been in the principal's office? And she goes, every day. Yeah. I said, every day? It was Sarah Pleckelman's daughter. She's a principal, so
she goes to her mom's
office.
That's funny.
For a ride. Every day.
Yeah. I'm trying to beat your record, Phil. Sarah Pleckelman, isn't she awesome person?
Yeah,
she is
absolutely.
A great human being. But anyway, hey, I got to tell a story what you and I did last Saturday after a wrestling meet.
Let me see. What did we do?
We went to a store looking for a charger.
Oh, yeah, right.
So... As we were walking in, folks, everybody knows that Phil loves his...
practical jokes?
Well, your sounds of the body.
Uh-huh.
You know, and, you know, like, you could fart underneath your arm, then I've got your fart machines. Well, and you're really good at going... Well, we had a family, or we had a dad and three boys walk in front of us. We actually stopped on him and let him go by, and Phil goes... And the little boy looks up and smiles and goes...
All three of them did.
And it's like, Phil, there's your family.
See, I know my maturity level. They all three followed suit.
These little guys were like 7 years old. I got a kick. And then we saw him again. Yeah. And he looked at you.
I know my crowd.
Yeah.
I do. I know who'll think it's funny and who won't. So,
yeah. But he enjoyed that.
Yeah, he did.
He enjoyed that. So, yeah.
Oh, wow. Like, you know, you get your talent, you get your strength, and you run with it. And you run with it.
You know what? Good for you.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
good
you.
For you.
I've been working on it all my life. It was not real, by the way.
June, be proud of your husband.
Yep. Oh, yeah, she is.
Is she?
Especially when I drop that change on the floor at night, you know.
Tell us about that.
Well, you take off your pants to put them in the laundry or whatever, and you know, it's a hardwood floor, and there's change in your pocket, and all of a sudden it rattles on the floor in the middle of the night. You know, what do you do? I forgot there was change in there.
No? I usually don't have any money, honey.
No, but at least it's not going in the washer. You know,
right.
That makes quite a noise, too, when it's in the wash machine.
Oh, yeah, and the dryer. Oh, yeah.
And the dryer, too, right. Yeah, and I try to get all my Kleenexes out of my pocket. Because that makes a mess, too, in the laundry.
I remember my dryer went down, and then Town and Country come out to fix it. And they go, here's your change. There was like $6 a change.
Really? That's so it's like your piggy bank.
Yeah, just throw it in there. Throw it in there, turn it on.
Piggy bank. Yeah. And then there were 20 socks that didn't match, too.
They apparently it gets through the vent, you know, on the lint dryer.
Oh, okay.
So it goes and it falls down, and it's just like, hey, I'm good with this. Thank you, guys.
The change.
Yeah, the change. Yeah, right. Yeah, not the lint.
Not the lint. Not the socks.
I usually put the lint in my pocket and spread it around.
No, probably in your belly button. Anyway.
You know, humans are more likely to be killed by a vending machine than a shark, Phil.
Really?
Just right, right off my head.
Yeah. Right.
People needed to know that.
Did not know that.
Yeah.
So what does a vending machine fall on you?
Fall on you. They try to tip it.
Oh, okay. So. Otherwise, it's pretty safe, I would think.
It's like,
right.
I wouldn't... I don't even have the strength to look at it, to bend it over, to tip it. It's like, if you want my money that bad, you keep it, guys.
Right. There used to be those stories about the authorities being called and then somebody had their hand stuck, you know, trying to reach up and grab a bottle of pop or whatever it was.
And do you remember the big teddy bears you could win the claw?
Oh, yeah. They still have those.
Well, yeah, but they're not the big ones like they used to.
Oh, no, not
the big ones. People used to crawl inside there and get stuck.
Yeah.
It's like, hey.
Hey, I want that kid.
Is that
that's not a teddy bear.
Oh, a refund. 50 cents, not very good.
Oh, I tell you, it's risky because the granddaughters always want me to play the claw machines. I'm not very good, but you have two granddaughters.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens when you only get one teddy bear in the claw machine? Then you're stuck.
Yeah.
The other one's like, you got a bear.
You know what? Cut him in half.
Yeah, I suppose. Oh, well.
Yeah. So, Tetris is the most popular video game of all time. It has sold about 150 million units in its various forms.
Hmm.
Didn't know that.
Never played it.
You've never played Tetris?
No. No. No, I stopped about Ms. Pac-Man, Donkey Kong. Frogger.
I wasn't a big Frogger.
Yeah. Right? See, that's where my maturity level stopped. I kind of never grew up after that.
Yeah, you couldn't get across the road.
Never played video games.
I'm not either. But
the original Atari, too, the Duck Hunter one.
Oh, my goodness.
And then if you, I would purposely miss because the dog would go, he'd laugh at you.
I got to find that sound, the best sound. We got some good things coming in for St. Paddy's Day.
Oh, yes, we do.
Yeah, besides John Cosgrove's birthday.
Oh, yes,
yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, so.
The lucky leprechaun he is.
Yeah, the lucky little. I don't know. We did some recordings yesterday, and I'm afraid to release them.
I'm guessing the outtakes might not be for air.
It's a good chance. It's a good chance of that. But anyway, we have on St. Paddy's Day itself, Philip. We're giving away 4 St. Paddy's Day boxes from Christie's from downtown Richland Center.
Bet.
I'm looking for it.
And it doesn't matter whether you're Irish or not.
No, but
everybody's eligible.
I'm just thinking maybe we're only giving away 2. You and I can keep one. Or is that illegal?
No, that's probably not.
Kosher?
You have to look at the guide. I don't believe that's in the employee handbook. We're supposed to give it away.
Are we supposed to give it away?
Yeah.
You think Christie would know if I went in and collected all 4?
Probably.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that.
Give those away on the 17th.
On the 17th, woo! Yeah.
March is coming up tomorrow.
Yeah, we're like going to march right into May.
Now, it's going to be like a lamb a little bit, although what is up with 15 degrees overnight?
I don't know.
Everybody's walking around, and there's little
windbreakers. Well, look at us. We got sweatshirts on.
Well, no.
Or short sleeve shirts on. And
then tomorrow, 15 in the morning. And then Sunday, 11 in the morning.
Yes.
So what's a guy supposed to do? I want to throw my winter coat in the corner and leave it there till fall.
You might as well just hang all 6 of them there, because you never know.
No, that's true. Yeah. So, I take those to baseball games in the spring.
I gave you a thing, because you wear headphones all the time, Phil.
I have to.
I know you do.
Wearing headphones for just an hour will increase the bacteria in your ears 700 times.
Is that crazy or not?
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm here to help you.
Yeah, I needed to know that.
Huh. Yeah, yeah. Here's one more for us, Phil, before we go. In the average trick-or-treater's bag, Philip, there's around 5,434 or 35 calories.
Calories? Oh, wow.
Hey.
That's why you shouldn't eat it all at once.
Or in the average drawer of Joanne's office, there's around 5,434 guys.
That's right.
No,
candy.
That's a candy. She stashes everything in there from us. And then there's a padlock on it today.
I was going to say, you shouldn't be looking anyway.
Yes, sir.
Just saying.
Is that like a discipline thing around
here?
That's
a discipline thing.
Buddy, have a good day. I hope to all the area athletes in the wrestling and basketball, good luck and be kind.
Yep. We'll be at Schulzberg tonight. May have to sample some of that real Schulzberg butter on the popcorn.
Woo-hoo.
Best butter popcorn around.
It is.
Yep.